Well, hello, friends. I have a quick question for you. Have you been struggling with marketing your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while and you feel like either your marketing isn't working or you just don't know how to show up confidently? Great news. I've got a fun new live event training. It's going to be 3 days, May 1st through May 3rd, 2024 here. And it's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each day. That's a Wednesday through a Friday. I'm going to help you discover the three keys to unlock your marketing vibe. So what is your marketing vibe? It's what you need to be leveraging so that you can show up as your authentic self, right? And easily stand out from your competition and effortlessly connect with your right people. That's what we're going to do, is discover your three keys so you have them, you know them, you can show up confidently, you can be marketing your stuff in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Make sure you sign up for the training. Scroll down right now in the show notes. You need to get registered, because when you get registered, you save your spot. You're going to get the printables that we're going to be working through during the 3 days of training. Plus, if you actually do the work, you can be entered to win a prize. And if you've been to my live events before, you know they can be really fun. Well, I hope that they're fun to you. They're a blast to me. Okay. And I usually get really good feedback on them. So I hope you'll show up. And I know people get so excited about entering the drawing to win. So super stoked about it. Y'all make sure you get registered, and I will see you on May 1st. Woohoo! Also, you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe if you don't see the link down below. Okay, bye.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 171, and I am so glad that you are here today, because we're talking about why your business dream is most certainly worth pursuing. I know some of you have wavered. You've been in kind of that stage where you're dreaming about it and you're like, is this really worth it? Should I really do this? And I'm going to tell you why today, because I believe your business is worth pursuing, your dreams are worth pursuing, and you need to do this. So I hope you enjoy the episode. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week, I provide valuable tips and strategies for starting and building a business doing what you love. Whether you're starting a product business or you have an idea for a service business, whatever it is, you are in the right place. Make sure you get plugged in. You do not want to begin this journey all alone, just sitting here dreaming about it and never really doing anything. Get plugged in today, right now. In fact, you can do that. I have a Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. All you have to do is scroll down right now. There's a link to it. You're going to click the link. There's going to be three questions that I ask you before you come in. You fill those out super quick and you will get approved and in the group. And now you can get plugged in. You can ask silly questions. You can read what others are asking. You can inquire about anything. And finally, you just have a place where you can share your thoughts, get help. And we have fun posts each week. Also too, I have some free resources for you. If you are in kind of the idea stage, you're trying to figure out what your real business purpose would be, I have a guide for you. It's a printable guide. Scroll down below and get that. And also, if you're starting right now and you're like, but I don't even know where to start, like, how do I start this? I have a 16-step checklist that's super handy. You can print it out and it'll just keep you on track and keep you moving. So make sure you grab those. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are so, so amazing and awesome and wonderful and grateful. And I just love it. I wanted to remind you all, if you've been here a while and you're like, you know what? I am starting my business now. I want to set myself up for success. I don't just want to take this half done. I want to do this right. I have a group called the Just Getting Started group that was made for you. I help teach you all the strategies and steps for starting that really will set you up for success so that you can make money doing what you love for years to come. And this thing doesn't just flop in a month, like, you're actually set up for years of success. So make sure you check out my Just Getting Started group below. And then I also have Grow Getters, which is my program to help you grow and get to consistent sales. If you've just opened your business and you're like, how do I get this to like consistent income? That's why I made the group, because I think a lot of new business owners struggle in that stage and I want to help you, and it's so much fun. So anyways, make sure you check out the Just Getting Started group if you're just starting your business, and Grow Getters if you've just opened and you're trying to grow and get to consistent sales, because I'm waiting. Yes, I'm waiting to support you. I can't wait. So anyways, that's it. Okay, on to the episode.
Well, hello, everyone. How are you? Are you having a great day? I sure hope so. You know, sometimes you've got to choose to have a great day, maybe even if it doesn't start out good. You know how some things just like happen first thing in the morning and you're like, well, this is going to be an interesting day. Well, I hope today that when you're listening to this, you realize it is a great day. We're all here. We get to live in this amazing world, this amazing place that God created for us. And I just hope that you remain in that state of gratefulness. And how lucky are we to be able to be pursuing our business dreams? But I know some of you may be stuck going, well, is my business dream really worth pursuing? Like, should I do this? And I want to talk you through this today because I don't want you in that state of limbo worrying or thinking, because I know what happens when you're in that state of limbo and you're questioning things. Nothing happens. Nothing happens and you don't feel hopeful and all that stuff. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to kind of make a decision. I want you to draw a line in the sand and go, you know what? This business is worth pursuing. I'm worth pursuing and I'm going to do this. And then otherwise, if you don't think it is by the end of this episode or anytime soon, then stop worrying about it. Then move on to something else. Today, I want you to draw a line in the sand and say, this is worth pursuing. That's what I hope by the end of this episode. So today I'm going to walk you through three reasons why I believe your business dream is worth pursuing. Okay. Now, first of all, let's just off the bat know where I'm coming from, right? I'm a person who pursued her little vision. It wasn't even a big dream. It was a little vision back in, year 2000 with a friend when we started our first business. And if you've been listening a while, you know my first business was a partnership with a friend I'd known a while, and we decided to have a home accessories and gifts like pop-up show business. We call those pop-up shows now, but you know, back then there wasn't really a name. We were just like, oh, we're going to buy all these home accessories and we are going to put them out. We put them out at our houses and would have shows like certain dates where people would come and shop. We held them in hotel lobbies. They would let us rent out the lobby and we would do that. And people invite people on a certain night and they would come and buy our home accessories. We had lamps and pillows and all kinds of cute stuff, right? This was before the days of like Home Goods and all the cute stuff at Target and all that stuff. You know, you could find stuff, but you more had to go to furniture stores. And so we just saw that need for like really cute home decor that wasn't super expensive. And we started our business that way. And we just kind of had a little vision. I don't even know that we had a dream. So those of you that are here that actually have a dream, you're ahead of where I was when I started. Mine was just a little vision. And we were like, let's do this. Let's go for it. Right. And that's what I want you to do, is be in that mindset of like, why not? Why am I not worth this? Like, you are worth this dream. So I started out like that. Then I turned it into an online business, which I ran for a really long time. I opened another online boutique. So I was running those two for like 16 years. And then in like 2018, 19, I was like, you know what? Actually, it was like 2018. I was like, you know what? I am yearning for something even more fulfilling and greater. And I'd been doing the same thing for so long. You know how when y'all are doing stuff for a long, long time, you're like, you know what? I want something new. It's like a new house or something different, a new bedspread, right? I was just like, I think I am meant for more. I want to use more of my gifts. And that's what brought me to this business. I realized, oh my gosh, I can help people and women like you turn their passions and skills into fulfilling, impactful, and profitable businesses too. It afforded me so much. And so that's the perspective that I'm coming from. Someone who didn't even have some huge vision, right? I didn't. And I still went for it. So to me, if you have a dream, you should be pursuing it, right? Mine wasn't even that, and I did it, and it turned into something amazing. This business here, I had a little bit bigger vision for. I was like, you know, I could help a lot of people. I could impact lives. And so I've taken this very seriously. I really have, because this means a lot to me. I'm getting older too, and I'm like, you know what? Carpe diem. I'm not going to waste any more time doing work that isn't fulfilling. I want a super fulfilling and rewarding career. I want to make a difference. I want to help people so badly build successful businesses so they can have the experiences that I've had, right? I've been able to be home with my three kids, and now two are out of the house and one is left at home. And I look back and I'm so grateful. So today, let's go through these three things that I believe are the big reasons why you need to pursue your dream. Okay. Even if it's a little vision like what I had years and years ago. Number one, I believe that pursuing your dream brings you so much excitement for the future. Okay. You can also say hope for the future, but I think excitement, because here's what I'm seeing. A lot of you have this vision or this dream and you're daydreaming about it. You may even be in bed at night thinking about it. It may be keeping you up at night. You may even be dreaming about it in your dreams while you sleep. Is this you? I think some of you are like, yes, that's me. You've been dreaming about it. You've been tossing and turning. You find yourself daydreaming it during the day. Maybe you have a part-time job. Maybe you have a full-time job. Maybe you're at home with kids. Maybe you're a caretaker, whatever it is. You probably find yourself drifting off in this like daydream about what business you should start or how awesome that would be to have your own business, to have the freedom to choose like your schedule. You're not working for someone else. You're not accountable to someone else. You're accountable to yourself, right? I have a feeling this is a lot of you listening today, okay? And I want you to know that when you actually start pursuing your dream and start taking action toward it, it will give you butterflies in your stomach. It will give you butterflies in your stomach. You will be so excited for the future ahead, which I want you to be excited. I don't want you to feel hopeless, like you have to be stuck in a career that you don't enjoy, or that you have to have this job that you don't like, or that you don't get to do something for yourself. Now, this is a big one. We could talk about this one for a long time, but I think some of you don't feel like you're worthy, maybe, or that your dream is worthy, that you aren't allowed this time to have a fulfilling career, right? To pursue something greater for yourself. Like you feel like you're on the back burner. You feel like you've been on the back burner for a long time. Maybe it's from raising kids. Maybe it's because you had a high-paying job and you've been in it and you had to do it because you needed all the health insurance and everything that comes with it. And you just had to do it. You had to have the reliability, and you may still be in that mode. You actually taking steps to pursue this dream will give you renewed hope. It will give you excitement for the future. It really will. I'm telling you, it will get you all giddy, like a little child. You will be so giddy for what could be. I challenge you today to pursue this dream. And pursuing the dream may be step one, joining my Facebook group. That may be your first step, and that's amazing. Or maybe it's downloading my business purpose guide so you could figure out what you're really called to do and start trying to wrap your head around that. Right? What business you could start. Or maybe it's downloading the checklist and starting and like, okay, I'm going to do number one on her checklist. Like, I'm actually going to do this. That's what it could mean. It could mean you talking to a neighbor. It could mean you talking to a friend. It could be talking to someone in your town that owns a business. That could be your first step. I'm telling you, it will get you so excited. You will feel a renewed and refreshed hope for your future. Right? That you don't have to have a career that's unfulfilling or that you aren't fulfilled enough. So number one, by pursuing your dream, even if it's just one little itty bitty step, like printing a checklist, literally can bring you renewed hope and renewed excitement for your future. Okay? So that's why I believe it. So number one, excitement for your future. The second reason why I believe you should pursue your business dream and that it's worthy of doing so is because you deserve a fulfilling career. You really do. We all deserve and should have fulfilling careers. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes we get in careers that are paying the bills or that, you know, we're good at it. We may not love it. We're good at it, but we have to because like I said, insurance, 401k, stability, like, you know, you have money coming in and you should do that. I'm not ever saying like completely burn the boat and quit unless you're totally miserable. Okay. If you're miserable and you are so unhappy, then you do need to do something else. But a lot of you are like, you know what? It's all right. On a 1 out of 10, it's a 5, it's a 6. Like, I can do this because it's paying the bills, and you should. You can start this business on the side. You can start it at night when you have free time, in the mornings, on the weekends. You're going to have to set aside time. I'm sorry, you are. Other things are going to have to be sacrificed. I can't tell you that it's going to take no time. It's going to take time, but it's your way of beginning and taking steps so that you can work toward a fulfilling career. Now, I know some of my clients, some in my Just Getting Started group and in Grow Getters, what they've done is maybe they had a job that was full-time. They started this business and now they were able to start doing that other job part-time and do this job, this business. I don't even want to call it a job. This business part of the other time, right? So they have both going. You can do that. You can do that. Or maybe you're a mom and you're at home and you're like, I've got kids and I'm trying to do this, but I do want a career. You can have a fulfilling career while you raise children. I did that. I, you know, quit technology sales. I was working at Dell Computers, started the business with my friend. And then eventually it was like, the heck with that. I am running a business with my friend and we're doing this and we're going to make income. And my dream was to make $500 a month. That was my dream at that time. Okay, little did I know what it would turn into, but that's what I'm telling you, is that if you don't overwhelm yourself with the huge vision, because that can be heavy and overwhelming and seem unachievable. It's like, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. Well, why don't you just start hiking around your neighborhood in the hills and go on some hikes, right? That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to do the first things first, right? And you can have a fulfilling career. It doesn't mean you have to dump your other career immediately, and you shouldn't. You have to be smart with your money. I do not believe in being just, you know, completely burning the boat unless you are truly miserable and you can't spend another day at the job. I remember when my husband had a job in sales one time and he was so miserable. Like, he was so miserable every day. I'm like, this has to end. Like, you've got to find another career or another job, work for another company. And he did. And things have been fabulous. But, you know, there's times in our lives when we're totally miserable and we do have to burn the boat. But for your business starting, you don't have to feel like this is so heavy. You don't have to mortgage your home. You don't have to take out a second mortgage. You don't have to take out, you know, a $2 million loan to do this. You can start extremely cost effective because you deserve a fulfilling career. Life is short, people. Life is short. You deserve to be making money doing what you love. You do. Even if it's just part-time and it, your big vision is $500 a month, right? It doesn't matter. You deserve to have that. Why not? Why aren't you worthy of that? You are. You are totally worthy of that. Okay? You deserve a fulfilling career if you want it. Okay, that's the second reason why I believe you should pursue your dream, because it's not worth having a full-time job that you're miserable at every day or that you're just not that happy at when you have this little inkling in your soul that's like, you know, I could be offering this. I could be making candles. I could be offering home organizing. I can be helping people. You know, I could be doing makeup. I could be selling jewelry. I could have my own non-toxic body products line. Like, you have this vision. Why not? You deserve a fulfilling career. Say that to yourself right now. I deserve a fulfilling career. Doesn't mean you have to quit your current one. You can start this on the side. Or if you don't have a career right now, like say you've been staying at home or you haven't had a job for a while, tell yourself you deserve a fulfilling career. And if this business has been on your heart, then you need to pursue it. It's worthy of pursuing because a fulfilling career is amazing. I can tell you from this business that having a fulfilling career, I'm excited to work on my business all the time. I could be working on stuff all the time, and I'm not even kidding. I literally could be doing this all the time because I love it that much. Okay? Think about that. If you're in a job right now that you don't love that much, you're like, the last thing I want to do is do that job 7 days a week. And I'm telling you, when you have a fulfilling career like me here, my business, I literally could do this every day. Now, I do need breaks and I need to feel refreshed, but I get so excited about it. And I always have ideas for things that I want to work on. And I love helping people when I see my Grow Getters get results, when I see my Just Getting Started members, you know, do everything right to get themselves set up for success and get their business open and selling. Like, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than that. Okay. You deserve a fulfilling career. You can have it. Okay. And you can start simple. Okay, so that's number two. So let's review again, okay? The three reasons why I believe your business dream is worth pursuing is number one, because it gives you excitement for your future. It gives you hope. It gives you a refreshed, renewed outlook on life and what is ahead for you, okay? Number two, it's that you deserve a fulfilling career. A fulfilling career is amazing. I mean, I just think it's so awesome having a career that you actually love and you make a difference and you make an impact and you're making money. It's awesome. Okay, number three, the third reason why I believe your business dream is worth pursuing is because it will bring you so much joy. Now, I touched on this in the second one, but it will bring you so much joy. So I want to talk about making a difference in people's lives, right? Making a difference. Some of you have jobs right now that you feel like you're not really making a difference. You're not really maybe using your skills or your God-given gifts, and you're just kind of doing something. You're doing something because someone's telling you to do it and you're completing it, and it's tasks and it's to-dos or it's reports and you're checking the boxes every day. But I want you to think about what it feels like when you've made a difference in someone else's life. Like maybe you gave them some advice. Maybe you helped them set up something. Maybe you brought them dinner when they were sick. Maybe you talked to a friend for 2 hours when your friend was down. Maybe you did something that they didn't know and they came home and they were surprised that you sent them flowers or you sent them candy or that, you know, you put up a happy birthday banner for them and they didn't know that that was coming. You threw a surprise party for someone. Like, I just want you to think about it. Maybe you got up and said a speech or kind words or sent them a note or a message. How awesome that feels when you make a difference for people. I want you to think about it in terms of your business idea that you have or your business vision. You want to make a difference, and it may be in a small way, okay? Or it may be in a big way. I've got all kinds of clients. I've got people who have made dog products, right? Pet products. And I've had up to like life coaches and career coaches who are making what others might think were super impactful, you know, differences in people's lives. But it doesn't matter, because whether you are making dog products or you're making jewelry, whatever it is, you're making a difference in people's lives. You are bringing them joy. You're bringing them happiness. You're saving them time. You're helping better their relationships. You're making them feel better about themselves or their body or get healthy so that they can live longer. I mean, you are making a difference, whatever it is. So think about it right now, like envision in your head. I don't know what you're doing. If you're on a walk, cleaning the house, driving, whatever it is. I want you to envision right now offering someone your product or service. So just think about it. And I want you to think about them using it or receiving it or experiencing it or going through your process, and them on the other side going, oh my gosh, this was amazing. Thank you so much. This was so wonderful because you've now allowed me to, and what is that? What is it that you've done for them? Maybe you've made them, maybe you're a dog groomer and you've helped clean up their dogs, because there's no way, y'all, I appreciate dog groomers so much. One of my dogs is terrible when he gets groomed. They have to muzzle him, and he's like 18 pounds, but he's aggressive when people are trying to cut his hair. He doesn't like it, right? And so I'm so grateful for them, and it makes such a difference, because then my dog looks all cute and clean and he doesn't look like a scruffy homeless dog, right? So think about it. What is that difference? What is that smile that you put on people's faces? What do you do for them? And I want you to think about how much joy, like you can feel it. Like, can you feel it in your heart or kind of up in your upper stomach? Like, I can feel it when I think about my clients' faces, when they have a revelation, when they express, oh my gosh, I did it. This happened. I can't believe it. It gives me butterflies in my stomach and just warms my soul. It really does. And your business dream is worth pursuing because of the joy it will bring you, okay? And I know some of you, maybe you're feeling right now like, okay, well, I don't even know what that's like because I haven't had a job or a career that brings me joy. But I want you to reflect on the things in your personal life. If that wasn't you, reflect in your personal life on things that have really brought you true joy, right? And I'm telling you, when you are able to help people in whatever way you're envisioning, It will bring you so much joy, even if it's fun. Y'all, my business was home accessories. I found so much joy in people getting to decorate their homes in ways that felt stylish to them without spending loads and loads of money. And it brought me so much joy because they would be so excited shopping. I love to shop. So when people would shop on our stuff, I knew the joy it brought them because I love to shop. So I understood it. And I'm sure you understand your people too, right? It will bring you so much joy to do this, to be able to make that. I mean, just imagine your business opening and you making a difference for people. The joy that it's going to bring you is so awesome. And it's different than other things. Like you have joy from your relationships with your friends and your family or kids, parents, grandparents. Like you have joy from that. But I'm telling you, the joy you get from your business is a unique type of joy. And here's the thing. Only you really understand it because your family will not even totally get it. I'm just telling the truth. My husband and my kids, like they're like excited for me and they get it that I help people. They don't understand the joy that I get. And no one will probably understand that but you. And it's a personal gift that is amazing that your clients give you, right? They give you this gift and it's amazing. So your dream is worth pursuing because of the joy that you will experience from it. I'm not even kidding. Y'all maybe think I'm like goofy or whatever, but it's true. This is what I believe. I believe that number one, your dream is worth pursuing because it's going to give you hope and excitement for your future. And it's going to change the way you act right now. You're going to stop daydreaming about it. You're going to do it. And it's going to get you excited for your future. Number one. Number two, you deserve a fulfilling career. You deserve to have a career where you use your God-given gifts and your skills and your expertise to make a difference in this world and make money doing it. You deserve a fulfilling career. And number three, because it's going to bring you joy that you've never experienced. I know that sounds dramatic, but it is. I'm not even kidding. You are going to be amazed at the joy selling your products or services brings you, not only to your clients, but to you. So today, I challenge you. If you haven't really stepped forward and taken action to pursue your business dream, know that it's worth it and you can get started today. I told you those free downloads are down below. If you're already starting right now and you want to set yourself up for success, you're serious about this, about at least pursuing it, right? Check out my Just Getting Started group so we can make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row and you do this in the most efficient manner. Right. And then if this is you and you have started your business, but you haven't really put yourself out there, maybe you've even been hiding and you haven't started getting consistent sales, you haven't really just, pushed this out into the world, I challenge you today to look at Grow Getters because, again, I'm waiting to help you. I'm inviting you in. I'm so excited for you. And I can't wait for you to actually pursue your business dream. Have a great day. Until next time. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.